Have you ever wished you could get the clearest x-rays, the kind that gives your orthodontist all the details they need?
Sure.
AI is playing a huge role in making those x-rays super sharp.
Dr. Baxman, a leading expert, stresses how crucial image clarity is for orthodontists.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's explained even tiny imperfections, the stuff we call noise, can hide important details.
Okay, so noise, is that like static in a photo? Not an actual sound.
Right, exactly. It's like those grainy bits that make it tough to see the finer points in an x-ray.
I see.
Dr. Baxman points out this can lead to misdiagnosis.
Oh, wow.
Or even needing more scans, which obviously we want to avoid extra radiation whenever possible.
Where does AI fit into all of this?
AI is good at like spotting and then reducing that noise, which then leads to, you know, more accurate diagnoses and faster treatment times.
That's fantastic.
Dr. Baxman talked about how, in the past, repeat x-rays because of this noise were common, but AI is changing that.
AI is like a digital cleanup crew for x-rays, revealing hidden details.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. What's really cool is how this AI learns to do this.
Trial.
There are two main ways: supervised and unsupervised learning.
But what is supervised learning?
With supervised learning, clinicians manually identify important landmarks on x-rays, training the AI to recognize them. Dr. Baxman mentioned this approach, while accurate, can be resource intensive.
I bet.
A lot of time.
Yeah.
Expert input. Big effort. What about unsupervised learning? How is that different?
I'm curious.
Unsupervised learning is amazing. The AI learns from a huge set of images and figures out patterns by itself. Deep learning, a subset of this, is particularly good at this.
So the AI is sifting through data, finding connections we wouldn't see.
Dr. Baxman mentioned how AI can help figure out what's causing the noise.
So it's not just cleaning the image, it's figuring out why the image is noisy.
Imagine a patient is a little misaligned during a CT scan.
Okay.
Even a slight shift can mess with the image quality. Dr. Baxman explained AI can pick up on these errors and help correct them, so you might not need another scan.
Wow, that's proactive. Do you have a real-world example?
Absolutely. Dr. Baxman talked about a study where they used an AI-powered 3D camera to make a digital model of the patient, ensuring they were perfectly positioned for the scan.
Wow.
It worked incredibly well. The image quality was better right from the start.
That's fascinating. It's preventing the problem in the first place. What about after the image is actually captured? How does the AI clean up the noise?
There are two main techniques. One is called filtered back projection. It's applying a special filter to make the details pop.
They getcha.
Then there's the advanced approach called iterative reconstruction. It's really cutting edge. With this method, the AI is always checking and adjusting the image until it gets a super clear result. The most effective type of iterative reconstruction is called Advanced Modeled Iterative Reconstructive, or ADMIR for short.
Got it. So AI is working behind the scenes to refine images, giving doctors the best view possible. How does this benefit the patient? What's the takeaway?
Dr. Baxman really stressed how important this is for patients. Faster diagnoses, you don't have to wait for extra scans, which can take a while.
Well, that sounds good. Waiting for results, especially if you need more scans, can be stressful.
Yeah, totally. Reduced radiation exposure is a big plus. Dr. Baxman highlighted how AI is making orthodontic imaging safer for everyone.
That's great. And it sounds like AI is impacting the efficiency of orthodontic practices too. You mentioned streamlined workflows before. What did Dr. Baxman say about that?
He said AI has revolutionized how efficiently these practices operate. Think about all the work that goes into managing those repeat scans, right?
Yeah.
Scheduling, coordinating labs.
It's a whole thing.
AI can really help reduce all that, saving time and money.
So it's not just the images, it's the whole process that gets smoother.
Dr. Baxman emphasized that these improvements lead to more effective and timely treatment planning.
Makes sense.
Clearer images, faster diagnoses. Orthodontists can create more precise treatment plans, and that means better outcomes for patients.
It's a domino effect. Starts with clearer images, leads to better care.
So it's amazing how technology is changing healthcare in positive ways. Beyond these benefits in orthodontics, where else could AI impact healthcare? What does Dr. Baxman think?
Yeah, he definitely sees AI playing an even bigger role in the future. He believes its potential goes way beyond cleaning up images. He thinks AI can change healthcare, personalized medicine, drug discovery, robotic surgery, and disease prediction. Wow, those are some really amazing possibilities. So it sounds like AI is really just getting started in healthcare. For our listeners who want to learn more about AI and its potential, where would you recommend they start?
There are a lot of great resources out there. The National Institutes of Health website, the NIH, they've got tons of info. The American Medical Association, AMA, and the World Health Organization, WHO, they also have like dedicated sections on their websites about AI and healthcare.
Those are great places to start. There are many articles and podcasts, even documentaries about this. It's a quickly evolving field. It's important to stay up to date.
Absolutely. I recommend talking to your doctors and dentists. Many are using AI in their practices and can give you insights into how it's helping patients.
That's great advice. As we wrap up our discussion on AI and orthodontics, what is the most important thing for listeners to remember?
I think the biggest takeaway is that AI isn't about replacing doctors or dentists. It's about giving them a tool to provide better care. AI can analyze information faster and make more accurate diagnoses, but it's still human expertise and compassion.
That's a really great point. It's about using AI to make human capabilities better so patients ultimately have better outcomes. And Dr. Baxman's work really shows how AI is making a difference, a good difference, in orthodontics. And it's pretty exciting to think about what the future holds. It really is. Well, I want to thank you for sharing your expertise. This has been a fascinating look at AI-powered orthodontics. And
that's been my pleasure. I love talking about these advances and hope everyone listening found it interesting.
I'm sure they did. And who knows, maybe some of our listeners will be inspired to look into careers in AI or healthcare. It's a field with so much opportunity to make a difference.
I agree. It's a field full of people passionate about creating a brighter, healthier future for everyone. And with AI as a powerful tool, that future looks more promising.
So AI is working in the background to make these images better, giving doctors the clearest view. How does that benefit the patient? What does it mean for them?
Dr. Baxman emphasized this is a win for patients. Faster diagnoses. For one thing, they don't have to wait for those repeat scans, which can take forever.
That's definitely a plus. Waiting for results can be stressful, especially if you might need more scans.
Absolutely. Less radiation exposure. That's a huge benefit too.
Right.
Dr. Baxman highlighted that AI is making imaging much safer for everyone.
That's a big deal. AI is also impacting how efficient those orthodontic practices can be overall. You mentioned streamlined workflows before.
Right.
What did Dr. Baxman say about that?
Dr. Baxman actually said that AI has like totally changed how these practices are used. Operate, use the word revolutionized. Think about all the admin work with those repeat scans.
Yeah, huh?
Scheduling, coordinating with labs, all of that.
It's a lot to deal with.
Exactly. It saves time. It saves money.
It's not just about better images. It's making the process easier.
Dr. Baxman pointed out that those improvements mean more effective and timely treatment planning. With clearer images and quicker diagnoses, orthodontists can make more precise treatment plans, which means better outcomes for patients.
It's like a domino effect. It starts with the clearer images, but it ends with better care for the patient. It's incredible how technology is reshaping healthcare in a positive way.
I am curious, beyond orthodontics, where else could AI make a big impact in healthcare in the future? Did Dr. Baxman touch on that?
He did. He sees AI playing an even bigger role. He thinks AI can change lots of things in healthcare. Personalized medicine, drug discovery, robotic surgery, disease prediction. Its potential goes beyond denoising images.
Wow, that's amazing. It sounds like we're just seeing the beginning of what AI can do. For our listeners who want to learn more, where should they start?
The NIH website is a great resource.
Yeah.
And the American Medical Association, AMA, and the World Health Organization, WHO. They also have sections on their websites about AI in healthcare.
Those are great places to start. There are tons of articles, podcasts, and documentaries about AI in healthcare. It's such a fast-moving field. Staying informed is key. Talking to your own healthcare providers is a great idea. A lot of doctors and dentists are incorporating AI into their practices and can give you a sense of how this technology is helping patients.
Great advice. As we wrap up, what's the most important thing for our listeners to remember?
The main takeaway is that AI isn't here to replace doctors or dentists. It's really about giving them another tool so they can provide better care. You know, AI can help us analyze information efficiently and make more accurate diagnoses. But it's the human element, you know, the expertise and the compassion that make healthcare better.
Yeah, that's great advice. We're going to wrap up this episode. Thanks for joining us on this exploration of AI and orthodontics. Be sure to join us next time for another episode of Dr. Baxman's podcast, where we dive into cutting-edge knowledge